Hi, I'm Jay Farner, CEO of Quicken Loans. 30% of Americans who are planning home improvements of $5,000 or more will pay for those renovations with a high-interest credit card. That may not be a great idea. A better idea may be to take cash out of your home with a Quicken Loans 30-year fixed-rate mortgage. The rate today on our 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is 4.375%. APR, 4.65%. Call us today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com.
Rate subject to change. Pay 2.13% fee to receive this discounted rate. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
This is a download from BFM 89.9. The Business Station.
Hi, once. So looking to Sapura Kanchana, or now known as Sapura Energy, the group has changed its name on the 30th of March. Its full year FY17 net profit came at 204 million compared to a net loss of 791 million the year before. So are you positive on, you know, Sapura Energy's latest result, you know, as the group, I guess, returns to the black?
Yes, we are positive on Sapura Energy. We are, in a way, expecting the group to return to black in for its latest FY17, and it did came in at 204. So in a way, we think Sapura Energy is one of the a bellwether for Malaysian oil and gas. So considering that it's returning to black, I think the outlook for the oil and gas market in itself is slightly more positive.
What were some of the reasons behind it that contributed to the good result, Juan?
I think it has managed to the margins for its engineering and construction segment, which is one of which is its biggest segment. It's more stable compared to last year. It's around 11 to 15% on an operating level margin. Compared to last year, it was fluctuating from single digit to double digit. So this year, I think they've managed to time their contracts and projects properly so as to manage the margins for this segment itself.
So all about timing then. So look, dive deeper into its results. One, looking into its energy segment, revenue came in 30% lower in FY17. But the group's first gas development project is underway, so which will be a new revenue stream for Sapura Energy. So are you expecting better earnings projection for its energy segment?
Yes, in a way. I think their new gas development project should offer them a more stable revenue compared to crude oil, since it's a lot more volatile, whereas gas price, it's a lot more stable. And the development for the production profile for Sapura is quite long. I think it goes into 2040. So it's a fairly stable business segment, which should help them to have a source of recurring income on top of their engineering and construction as well as drilling segment.
And the group currently has an order book size of 16.7 billion. One with a more stable crude oil price outlook, are you expecting more job replenishments and contract wins for in Sapura Energy's pipeline?
Yes, because if you look at Sapura, they are not just a local Malaysian player. They have presence in countries where oil and gas development is still going up, places like Mexico, Vietnam, India, and even Brazil to some extent. So I think getting order book replenishment, even in this tough environment, should still be okay for Sapura Energy. I think they know what they're doing. They have a good set of team behind them. So getting new order books is not something impossible for Sapura Energy.
And the biggest contributor to Sapura Energy's order book remains its Brazilian operations at 10.1 billion. So its associate also reported a 62% quarter-on-quarter jump in profits. So how have exactly operating conditions in Brazil improved, especially in the oil and gas sector there?
There's a lot more developments coming up in Brazil. I think they are trying to put the corruption scandal, the Operation Car Wash, behind them and concentrate on developing oil fields and getting cash for the nation. And if you look at what Sapura Energy is doing in Brazil, they are doing pipe laying for Petrobras, and this is the tail end of CAPEX development spending. You need the pipelines to be connected for the oil to flow, and then you can sell oil or you can process it. So it's at the final CAPEX spending before you can get your cash. So there should be more demand for Sapura Energy's vessels when things get better.
And talk about things getting better. The group also declared an interim dividend of 1 cent per share, which was a pleasant surprise to the market, I guess. So is this a signal, perhaps, of a more bullish outlook by management?
I think their cash position is much better. Their operating cash flow is also a lot stronger this year. And to reward shareholders has been with them, giving them faith that they know what they're doing. It's a nice way of rewarding shareholders.
And you are maintaining your buy call on Sapura Energy, but you've raised your target price to 2.25 ringgit. So what were some of the assumptions behind your valuations, one, and where do you think growth will come from for Sapura Energy?
The main growth driver would still be its engineering and construction segment. We are expecting another 500 million worth of order book to come into this segment just for this year. And also the new gas production, which is coming up in fourth quarter of their financial year 18, that should also help things a bit. And on their drilling segment, we are not putting in new order book wins for this segment, but if they manage to surprise us like what they did earlier during the year when they announced in January that one of their tender rigs managed to win the contract, then that should be more room for earnings upside for them.
Pleasure speaking as always. That was Wan Mohammad Zahidi. He's a senior analyst at RHB Research.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.
Hi, I'm Jay Farner, CEO of Quicken Loans. 30% of Americans who are planning home improvements of $5,000 or more will pay for those renovations with a high-interest credit card. That may not be a great idea. A better idea may be to take cash out of your home with a Quicken Loans 30-year fixed-rate mortgage. The rate today on our 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is 4.375%, APR 4.65%. Call us today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com.
Rate subject to change. Pay 2.13% fee to receive this discounted rate. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.